Okay, Simon Tess, Hilchos Tzitzis. Boy Chof Al Sifir, Aleph. G'doy le mitzvah Tzitzis, Shayakos Shokla, V'tala B'kol mitzvah Kulin. G'doy le mitzvah Tzitzis, because the Torah was Shokla, weighed out, and there was Tayla in it, all the other mitzvahs. Right, we find there are a few mitzvahs where the Gemara always says that this mitzvah shkula kineged kol mitzvahs, shkula kineged kol Torah. What does that mean? How could there be a few mitzvahs which are shkula? What it means is the kitzur is telling us. It means is that through this mitzvah, you could come to all the other mitzvahs. Shenemar isem ayseh uzchartim kol mitzvahs Hashem. Tzitzis b'gmatria tafresh. Tzitzis is b'gmatria 600. Hey chutin, the five chutin, ches chutin, I'm sorry, the eight strings, the hey kshar and the five knots, hare tayag, this tayag. V'lechein tzarech kol ish li es nizah sheyeh le talis katan, therefore each person should be nizah, that he has for himself a talis katan, shey meluvish by kol yom, that he's wearing it all day. V'yeh shal, oh fine. So this it's a designation to have tzitzis. Now, this mitzvah tzitzis is more than just wear the tzitzis in order to be carrying the mitzvah tzitzis. The Torah says l'man tzitzkru, and wherever the Torah says l'man, in the three places where it says l'man, it's part of the mitzvah, like we find by Sukkah. By Sukkah it says l'man teidu derasechem, and just like over there, the Prim Godim and the Bach discuss whether one who wears tzitzis or sits in the sukkah without the kavanah of the leman, if he's yetzah or not. But in halacha we're passing yetzah b'dieved, but it's a b'dieved dik mitzvah. So the mitzvah of tzitzis is more than just to wear the tzitzis; it's to give us a mahalach chayim, a way to live throughout the day of leman tizkru. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva chelik dalet simin dalet, where he's writing a letter to his son Reb David about the chiyuv of wearing tzitzis. So he says over here, he says, "Mikol makan, kivin shenogu kol Yisrael luvash beged hachay b'tzitzis." Since it became the minig by all of Yisrael to wear a beged which is chayim in tzitzis, also the shum adam lavar azeh. The legara mikol minig is not any worse than any other minig. Af shaleka bo gam kiyum mitzvah. Even though there's no key mitzvah that mechuyv to mekayim, mishum shema b'ni, but because of shema b'ni, v'atita shteresi mecha, v'kol shkei minig zesh yesh b'kayim key mitzvah. I mean, it's not any worse than any other minig where there's no reason other than v'atita shteresi mecha to mekayim the minig. But kol shkei over here, where besides v'atita shteresi mecha, there are many in yonim wearing the tzitzis. Right, he says, the Gemara Menachas, Shkula Mitzvah Zukenei Kol Mitzvahs, the Re'iyah brings to Zechira, Zechira brings to Asiyah, the Gemara says, Kol Zarz Mitzvah Zuzecha Mekab Pnei Ashchina, the Gemara says, it's a chizik that you won't come to do Averis, and he says, and all these advantages, you could get even with only with the love and alone without the Tcheles, Kibbiz Ma'aneinu. That there's a Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas says that Be'idin Rizcha, at the time when there's anger in the world, like when we're in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us even on a mitzvah's assay. On a mitzvah's assay, if it was easy to be mekayim the mitzvah's assay. So mitzvah that also there's a chiyuv of the zechiyuv. Fine. Now the Mishburah. Shmuel brings down from the Magen Avram in the beginning of Simeches Miyad Achen Etil Sidayim Miyad Achen Etil Sidayim Kedesh Lo Yelech Dalam Es Blei Tzitzis, that when she put it on right after Etil Sidayim in order not to go without Tzitzis. So Machzis Hashekel over there explains that he says Afilu Kishemashkim Koydem Arayim, even if you wake up early in the morning, also you should put on the Tzitzis As soon as you do it, Netil Sidayim. V'atam, kedei sheyis'atev miyad b'mitzvah. So you should wrap yourself immediately with a mitzvah. And then when the daylight comes, you're moving around, make a bracha, as we'll see later on. Shulchan Aruch Rav also says, "Im roitz aluva shatalas katim yad bekumai, k'dei shlo yelech dal amis b'tzitzis," and your hand is still not clean, and you won't make, be able to make the bracha, "yachal alav shepe b'loi bracha," you can wear it out of bracha. Agapanim, that which you're putting it on before you're able to make a bracha, that's not a problem. Prim Gadim comes to explain, the Magarom seems to say that you should do miyad achem netil sidayim. First wash your hands, and then put on tzitzis. So Prim Gadim, I guess you have to put the tzitzim back to when we discussed achem netil sidayim, but he says over here, he says, v'ayim bach, quotes the Bach, why is he saying miyad? What's miyad? Fine. Why is he saying after netil zidayim? I didn't say yet. The reason why to wait until after netil zidayim, so you'll be able to make a bracha oivel asiyosin mamish. But those that wear a talis gadol, they can make a bracha on talis gadol. So in tzarech, it doesn't need. Al yilbash tchila kaidim tzidayim. V'ayim b'magam ram shem seda ayoyim. Brings down a second reason. La yigash b'malbushav kaidim tzidayim. According to the magam of ram, b'shem the seda ayoyim, one should not touch his clothing before tzidayim. As a shapim mashkas miyar achan tzidayim sate. When we were learning this time, I mentioned that there's no hakpada on clothing, you can touch clothing at the time. Who did I quote? Did I quote someone? But so we have to check back over there. But here there's a magnum. The mice in the Torah, it's before. The Torah seems to say that you can put on the tzitzis even before Netil Sidayim, and it's not a problem. As far as I know, the minig is to put it on right away, even though you're going to make the bracha later. Okay, now, this Indian that we're talking about over here, not to go Dalai Lama's without tzitzis, is based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Yiches on base. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef Brei the Rabba, your father Rabba, what was he Zorin the most? The Chiddush Iran says that even a Tam Chacham should have a mitzvah, should take one mitzvah that he's going to be extra Zorin. So they asked Rav Yosef, your father, Rabbi, what was he zayin tefei? So he said tzitzis. What was the story? One day he was going up on a ladder, and the string of his tzitzis ripped. V'leinochas v'asa, he didn't go down until he fixed the tzitzis. Rashi says adaramya shetikne v'zelosh and tliyat tzitzis. Until he fixed the tzitzis, he did not go down. Some learned that there's a whole discussion of it, which will come up in Mishnah later in the Simin. The Magen Avraham is medayik from there that you need to take the tzitzis off. Others say no, it's mashmah that he wore the tzitzis and fixed it while he was still wearing it. But Agapanim, the Marsha over there says that that the lavke mayrevuse the key mitzvahs tefillin with tzitzis she mitzvah for Rosh Matayra. So of course he kept it. So it must be that he didn't move until. Until he fixed it. That must be the chiddush. V'tam shir dalad ames v'tfilin v'tzitzis. The reason for the shir of dalad ames v'tfilin v'tzitzis. Mitam shla yelech dalad ames b'gilei rosh. Confer sham. Right? We quote the mashah over there. That a person shouldn't go for ames with his head uncovered. So he says the same Indian applies over here by tzitzis and tfilin. A peep pashtis, one would say that the Indian of wearing tzitzis, of not going dalai amas, is from that Indian that we mentioned, person wears tzitzis all day. Like Rav Moshe said, that the minig is to wear it all day. But then the question is, how did the minig start? Why did the minig start? Perhaps because it's an easy mitzvah to be mekayim. Therefore, the minig started in order to be mekayim this easy mitzvah. Bid in the rischa at a time of anger, so therefore became the minig to wear it all day. But the question is, and this could be a dig for halacha, he didn't go down. He stood in his place until many of them shouting words there, until they brought him a new pair of tzitzis. Why did he wait for them to bring him a new pair of tzitzis? It would have been quicker to go there and go to the tzitzis rather than wait until they go to the tzitzis and come back to him with the tzitzis. Elma, you see that there's an Indian over here that not to go Dalet Amis, even though it's going to take longer for you to get the tzitzis. Right? So if someone's tzitzis rip in a way that's possible, is it better that they should go running to the room or is their friend to go get them another pair? Smash from his bed, stay in your place, have someone else bring you the pair, not to leave the place. Now, there are Rishonim that learn in Menachos on that sugya over there, Idin Rischa, that's Davka Bezman Nom, when they used to sell begotten that are four cornered begotten. But nowadays, you don't have four cornered begotten. Most of the time, you don't find four cornered begotten. So you have to make a begot in order to become the mitzvah tzitzis. There's no chiva, there's no tain on the person. The Beis Yosef quotes these shittas in Simach of Dalet, which according to them, there won't be Indian. So then, what is the Indian? According to this, what is the Indian of the tzitzis? So the Torah, so we'll continue with this tomorrow, that there's a whole other Indian over here, which will play a role in halachos.
Isn't it still, either way, it's still the minhag of everyone, that's it. So shouldn't you just have to let it like that?
Yeah, but it's good to know.
What happens?